This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden will host the 2021-22 Medal of Valor recipients this morning at the White House. Then the president travels to Anchorage, Alaska this afternoon en route to Hiroshima, Japan for the G7 summit starting Friday. A report is due out today by the Republican-led investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Evidence supporting the theory that the virus likely escaped from a lab in Wuhan, China, contradicts the Chinese narrative, but without China's support in the country of origin, absolute proof will be hard to come by. Senator Marco Rubio on Fox News last night.
Previously unknown information that builds on an investigation that happened last year. This was not included as part of it, so we want to make sure the public sees it, that begins to outline the things that were going on in China in August and September of 2019.
While some companies continue to ask employees to come back into the office and work, data scientists at Ladders insist the writing is on the wall. Remote work is here to stay. According to their projections, home workers will continue to increase through 2023. Elon Musk on CNBC is calling out work-at-home employees.
But the whole notion of work from home is a bit like the fake Marie Antoinette quote, let them eat cake. Really, you're going to work from home and you're going to make everyone else who made your car come work to the work in the factory. You're going to make the people who make your food that gets delivered, that they can't work from home.
A hearing is being held today to decide on the legal status of the abortion pill, mifepristone.
A three-judge panel with the Fifth Circuit Federal Appeals Court will decide on the legal status of the pill, which was used in over half the recent abortions in the United States. The court has jurisdiction over Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Mifepristone was originally approved by the FDA in 2000 and has been used by over 5 million women since. The Supreme Court paused lower court rulings that would have disrupted access to the pill last month. I'm Skip Kelly.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
With the debt ceiling of the USA being 20% higher than America's GDP, the debate between the Speaker and the President regarding the debt ceiling continues, with both sides agreeing yesterday, we must not default. Speaker McCarthy, shortly after the meeting in the Oval Office.
We only have 15 days really to go. We've got to find a way that we can curb our spending, raise our debt limit, and also grow our economy.
Democrat leader Chuck Schumer.
We need to pass a bipartisan bill with bipartisan support in both chambers. I asked Speaker McCarthy, does he agree with that? And he said yes.
More details are emerging from a mass shooting in New Mexico near Four Corners.
Police in New Mexico say a high school student killed three people and injured several others in a mass shooting on Monday.
At this point, we've discovered nothing that leads us to believe that this suspect knew any of the people There's no indication that that's going to change. That we're pretty confident in, that this was completely random.
The shooter has been identified as 18-year-old Bo Wilson, a student at Farmington High School. He was armed with multiple guns, including an AR-15-style rifle, and randomly shot at things, including cars and houses. Wilson was confronted and fatally shot by police arriving on the scene. They're still working to determine a motive. I'm Skip Kelly.
Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron yesterday won the state's Republican gubernatorial primary. Cameron will now face Democrat Governor Andy Beshear in the general election November 7th. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Our border continues in chaos, but Mayorkas says, I know nothing. I know nothing. It's all closed. Everything's fine. What are you worried about? Joe Biden is being Joe Biden. We got the Durham report that didn't tell us a whole lot that we didn't know 4 years ago. And for all that money that we invested, what are the consequences for people that have done such damage to this Democratic Republic? This is unbelievable. But, hey, look, this is the America we live in, the America we have, if we're going to continue to accept the status quo. Scott Powell is with us. He's the author of Rediscovering America, a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm very well, Bill. Thank you.
Well, the Durham report clearly pointed out what we already knew 4 years ago, that there's bias, although he was delicate not to demonstrate that it was clear bias. It was almost like as if they were, maybe by accident, the FBI, I mean, these are supposedly brilliant people, right, that they got somehow duped into believing a Oppo Research designated piece from the Clinton Foundation. They had all the reason to go after Hillary, but they said, she might be president. Maybe we need to back off. And by comparison, according to this report, they end up dealing with this dubious scenario, this dossier from Christopher Steele, and they're all in. They go over the top and, they break the law. I mean, what they did, Scott, is worse than what happened with Watergate, in my humble
opinion.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You have to remember that the law really doesn't matter to these people anymore. The Democrat Party is not the party of Truman and JFK. This is the party that has adopted the philosophy and the strategies and tactics of Saul Alinsky. And Alinsky always made the case that the ends justify the means, because it is all about political power. And when you take morality out of the equation, when you take respect for law and order out of the equation, and all you have is a quest for power, this is what you get. And this is why this country is facing its ultimate test.
Exactly.
Right now.
We have to re-embrace the key thing. Here we are. We're a week or so away from honoring those that paid the ultimate price with Memorial Day. Here they are. They believed in the Constitution. They believed in American values. They believed in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They laid it all on the line. You know, we owe it to them, Scott, in my humble opinion, to make sure that this great American idea, this democratic republic, continues. What we need to do is get everybody all in the same room. I don't care about your party, you know, with all due respect. This isn't about being a Democrat, it's not being a Republican, not being an independent. This is about being an American. Now, I say that at the risk of sounding nationalistic, because when you talk in those terms, you know, you get Joe Biden going, well, this is white supremacy, this is nationalism. No, this is our country. A country that, you know, I served in the military for. So many other millions of men and women have served this country believing in this American idea and the idea that all are created equal, that we should have a fair shot at it, to be able to provide for our families, that we would be able to achieve, you know, dreams that have been historic and memorable throughout this rich history. And now you've got people all under the banner of the Democratic Party, the left, the Marxists, whatever you want to call them. They have abandoned that vision and that idea of American exceptionalism, and they feel like they have a better way. Well, if you got a better way, go find another country. You know, this, you know, you want to help us further the cause of freedom and liberty in this country? Come on. You know, jump on board, you know, join the team. But if it's all about a party, this is what's happened. We're at each other's throats. We can't even agree on a debt ceiling debate, you know, to do the right thing for the American people. You know, I mean, this is disgusting where we find ourselves right now. It's so petty and insincere, Scott, that what is in jeopardy is, you know, our American liberties.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so important for all people to understand how unique the United States is in the whole annals of the history of mankind. We are the only nation that was formed based on ideas that came out of the truth in the Bible. We are a country not only of law and order, but we're also a country that created a constitution to mitigate corruption of government, which the founders saw as an inevitable thing. And, you know, power corrupts. So we created this incredible system of checks and balances. And, of course, in the early days, the view was that the media would be really the fourth branch of government to put another check on the government. And then we created a federal system. So we have the checks and balances between the state's rights, which are much greater than the federal rights, by the way.
Right.
That the states would check the federal government, and that's happening. I live in Florida. We see DeSantis standing up to federal government corruption, and we applaud that because more states need to do that.
Exactly.
And in fact, if the federal government is not going to protect our southern border, I think it's incumbent on the states to mobilize their National Guards to do the job.
Exactly. No, I agree. And what happens, see, this amoeba, the blob of the bureaucracy, it has taken over. And what it did, it tipped the scale, Scott, as you know, where states are supposed to be independent because they send all their money to the government, and then they got to go beg the government with hat in hand. And what happens, it depends on, you know, who's in power. You know, if you're a blue state and you got blue state, you know, you got blue leadership in the federal government, all honor and glory. If you're a red, you know, then you get more of your money. If we've got red, you know, red people, we got, you know, red power in the White House and controlling government. And so what they do is they force these states to relent and give up their power in order to get the money that they gave to the federal government to begin with.
That's right. That's right.
It's crazy.
Really, the system was really quite a genius one, because the view was that the states would all conduct their affairs slightly differently, and the states that were successful, that found good solutions in every area. That would be in creating a favorable business climate. It would be in creating successful schools, successful administration of cities, law and order, and so forth, that those states would become models for other states to emulate.
Exactly.
Well, it hasn't quite worked out that way, and the big question for all your listeners is, do you want to bail out, do we want the federal government to bail out failed blue states? Do we want to bail out Illinois and California and New York? No, I think they should fail on their own, and that would be a corrective to their policies that have failed the people.
Exactly. And now we hear the echo of Ronald Reagan. I'm here from the government, and I'm here to help. Ah! Going to break. More from Scott after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed-fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Thank you.
back with you. Scott Powell continues with us, the author of Rediscovering America. And you got to get your hands on his book. If you haven't read this book, this will encourage you and help, you know, because right now we can be easily frustrated and see that things are not working the way they should be. And so what do we do? And, you know, Scott did us a big favor in presenting this book, because it really has become a user's manual on how to fix America. You get that? I mean, because I think, Scott, I think it's quite clear. The majority of Americans realize we're on the wrong track, that America needs fixing. And then, of course, if you think not, even still, here we got this Durham report that took 4 years. I don't know how many millions of dollars were invested in this report. And it didn't tell us anything we didn't know 4 years ago. So what a big waste of time. Because nobody's going to be held accountable. So again, it just piles on another layer of issues and problems that we're dealing with in this country. And this is why your book, Rediscovering America, because we need to. I mean, the idea of rediscovering is the fact that at one point we discovered America, right? And yeah. So we need to, you know, rediscover. And so it's not like we're trying to recreate the wheel here. It's here, but we just need to, put it back rolling again, you know, dust it off, re-embrace these principles that made America so exceptional compared to any other nation in history, Scott. Is that an overstatement?
No, not at all. In fact, you know, the power of the book is really that it reveals God's hand behind our history, behind critical phases. For instance, you know, we had an incredible Great Awakening in the early 18th century, before the Revolutionary War. And how were these 13 colonies going to? They were all quite separate, and there was, of course, no communication really. The best they had were what was a courier service from one city and one state to the next, but. How are they going to organize a revolution against the greatest military power in the world? Well, you know, God arranged for a Great Awakening to take place. And George Whitefield visited all 13 colonies 7 times each. And Whitefield, brought so many people to Christ. And people recognized that there was a bigger purpose, that they were connected with other people. And so this was the beginning of preparing for this great historical event of breaking away from Great Britain. But it was all came out of the Great Awakening. And we are now in another period of great challenge. And it's really an internal revolution that we face. We've got a woke revolution against what is basically still a Christian dominant country. And the woke people want to destroy us. So what are we going to do? How are we going to overcome this? Well, I think we need, you know, another great awakening. And I think it's happening. We saw it at Asbury University up in Kentucky. And so I'm an optimist. I really am, because, God, who started a great work in America, is not going to abandon us.
Exactly. Well, and it's the same thing. I mean, look what there's been two nations that God's hand has clearly been upon, Israel and America.
That's right.
And look at the rich history of America. We didn't do this on our own. It was the hand of God. And this is what we need to realize. And just as you refer to in the Great Awakening, awakenings happen. Revivals happen when they're most needed. And the thing is that we're getting to that point where the birth pangs for a revival are here, are coming, because of the intensity of the troubles here in River City. You know, you can count it all joy, my brethren, for all these trials that we're going through right now, because it leads to God's ultimate plan. Because we're so stiff-necked and knuckle-headed that we have to, you know, decide, you know, we keep defying gravity. This is like God's law. It says, hey, look, this is the plan. When you follow this plan, it goes well for you. You decide you want to do things on your own, defy gravity. Well, keep hitting the ground, getting bruised up, breaking legs, and you finally realize, wow, that's kind of stupid. I got to stop doing this. And this is what we're coming to. We're finally realizing the truth matters, that God's hand that has been upon this country, and even though we have an invasion of millions of people coming into the country, You know, I still believe. I mean, God knows that. God knew that this was going to happen. He knew the cartels were going to be participating in all this. He knew that we were going to, you know, be dealing with a corrupt government. But God's in control. He's still sovereign. And he says he will contend with those that contend with you. His plans will ultimately win out. God always gets the last word. So the people of faith, which I believe is still the majority of this country, need to be encouraged and understand, get back to first principles that you're suggesting here and that you wrote about in Rediscovering America. Get reconnected with God. Get reconnected with these foundational principles so that we quit defying gravity and doing these things that are, you know, counterproductive to his will, his ends, and our benefit.
And so it's well said, Bill. That I couldn't agree more. I mean, God created us to live in peace, in joy, in fulfillment and meaning in our lives. And that's his plan for us. And so when we look at what's happening, we can see that people are so lost. And so we need to be that light. You know, when the first two groups that came to America, the pilgrims, who were called the separatists, and they settled in Plymouth, they likened themselves to coming to this, to the new world, to the promised land. They likened themselves to the Israelites who left slavery and bondage of Egypt to go to the promised land. That's how they talked about their coming to the new world. And it was the same for John Winthrop and the Puritans.
Yes.
That's how they cast their future, was coming to the promised land of opportunity. And, of course, the growth of America was just, it's a miracle that we could go from absolute poverty at the founding to becoming the world economic superpower and military power in less than 200 years.
Exactly. And here we are. I mean, God's hand of protection has been upon this country, and people ask, they go, well, has God lifted his hand of protection? It's a good question, especially in light of what happened with COVID. Why were we impacted by COVID? Why were we impacted by 9/11? These are all warnings.
They're
warnings for us, and what happens is, in the pattern of things that God does, he did this with the children of Israel. It's like, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? And these calamities, as Jonathan Cahn writes about, they intensify. So here we are, coming out of 2.5 years of the calamity of a pandemic that wasn't just, targeted for America, targeted for the world. This is for the world to understand that this is God's popcorn stand. It doesn't belong to these leaders here on earth that think that, the Joe Bidens of the world and President Xi. Almighty God is still on the throne, and his purposes will be fulfilled ultimately. So, hey, you got a choice. You can be on the winning team or the losing team, Scott, here, right?
That's right. And we want to be on the winning team.
Amen. And it's quite clear. But look, you're going to have to make this choice for yourself. We are free will agents. God has blessed us with that. So you own your own knowledge. You check it out for yourself. You don't have to take, Bill and Scott's word for it. We hope that this is a blessing for you, that it motivates you to go in and find this truth out for yourself. Because, Scott, God was very patient and forbearing with me and allowed
too.
Me
might,
to go
I
through the
add.
Process.
I mean, I went to the Woodstock Music Festival in 1969. I left the United States after the sort of at the tail end of the Vietnam War, disillusioned with my country.
Right.
And seeing the world, it totally changed me. I rediscovered my Christian roots because I was exposed to Hinduism and Buddhism in my trip to India. And I said, wow, nothing holds a candle to what's in the Bible. It's just amazing.
Yeah. Without a doubt. Well, it's the power of the truth. And the
and
truth
we need a
always
savior.
Wins
That's
out.
That's the most important thing. We need
well,
a savior.
Well,
and that theme is very American. We think of Superman. We think of the Disney themes. They are all based on us.
Scott Powell, thank you as always.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. so you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
USA News Update. President Biden will host the 2021-22 Medal of Valor recipients this morning at the White House. Then the president travels to Anchorage, Alaska this afternoon en route to Hiroshima, Japan for the G7 summit starting Friday. A report is due out today by the Republican-led investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Evidence supporting the theory that the virus likely escaped from a lab in Wuhan, China, contradicts the Chinese narrative, but without China's support in the country of origin, absolute proof will be hard to come by. Senator Marco Rubio on Fox News last night.
Previously unknown information that builds on an investigation that happened last year. This was not included as part of it, so we want to make sure the public sees it, that begins to outline the things that were going on in China in August, in September of 2019.
Thanks for listening as we get this Wednesday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to be talking about the best family cars of the year. Kelley Blue Book shares which new family cars deserve a spot in your driveway and why. Because as families grow and change, finding the right car becomes increasingly important, whether you're bringing home a new baby, carpooling to school, or hitting the highway on a memorable family road trip. Top priorities like safety, reliability, and family-friendly features remain a constant for all families. With us is the executive editor for Kelley Blue Book, Brian Moody. He's back with us. He's got all the helpful car shopping tips and tools to help us find the vehicles that best serves our needs. Brian, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Great. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Well, Brian, let's first talk about the most important factors to consider when choosing a new family car.
Well, one of the most important factors is size. How big of a car do you really need? Sometimes people overspend on the size of the car. They get a gigantic SUV when they really don't need that. To help with that, we actually broke our list up into two separate categories, two-row family cars and three-row family cars. So that's one of the things. And also people don't factor in things like interest. That's going to add to your monthly payment. If you can pay cash, great, then you don't have to worry about that. But if you have to borrow money to buy this new car, the interest rate is going to be very important to know before you start to the buying process.
Exactly. And also, features. What other features should we be sensitive in considering, because sometimes, you know, you buy a car that has a lot of features that you never use. I found that to be the case with me. I know one time my son was figuring out, I mean, he wasn't even driving, but he was figuring out the features that I had the car that I hadn't used for about 2 years, you know?
Right. So some of the things to consider like that is look at the different levels. You know how most cars have, like, trim levels, which would be like, you know, LT, RT, XL, XLE. Figure out which one of those includes the features that you want. They aren't all the same. It's not just nice wheels and a sunroof. There are safety features and convenience features included in those packages. Mm. If you don't need those, then just buy, say, this is what most people do. You buy the second one from the top. You don't buy the nicest one, but you buy one that's like one or two levels down, and that does what you need it to do. If you have very specific needs, like trailering, for example, okay, you might want to invest in the towing package. But if you don't do that ever, don't spend the money on it.
Exactly. No, a good point here. How have electric and hybrid family cars improved, and are they a good choice for families?
Hybrids and electric cars can be good choices. One of the main ways they've improved is range. Electric cars can go farther today than they used to. Some of them can charge up quite quickly. The other thing is that hybrids have really improved. It used to be that they were very clunky when it would pass between gas and electric, and that's a hybrid is doing that constantly as you're driving. It used to be very noticeable. Today, it's almost imperceptible, at least with the good ones, and that's why test drives are important. But hybrids and plug-in hybrids can really get you. It's a good way to start if you think you might want an electric car eventually. Try one of those first and see what you think.
Exactly. What about some tips for car shopping, whether online or at the dealership?
This is what I always tell people is start your research online at home. And you just use your computer and look up cars that you think you might want. Ask your friends, read some forums, read some user comments and see which cars people like and which ones don't. Then read reviews by experts to say, hey, this is the best one. And then when you can eliminate some cars right away. They have so many negative reviews, you don't like the way it looks, it doesn't have three rows of seats. You can eliminate so many cars just from the comfort of your own home. Then you have a smaller list and you want to start, then you might want to consider going to the dealer. Send them an email, give them a phone call, make an appointment the way you would any significant financial transaction. Don't just show up.
Exactly. Yeah, because you're setting yourself up there. And the environment at dealerships has changed, I believe, over the years quite dramatically, Brian, when you and I first started buying cars, because the consumer is so much more knowledgeable today, right?
Yes, there's lots of information. It used to be that the invoice price or the MSRP, those that wasn't as easy to get as it is today. But, you know, the savvy dealers, the smart ones, they know that that's a benefit to them because the more information a consumer has, the quicker the deal can go. Mm-hmm. If you go down there and you expect a car to cost $26,000 because, you know, your grandpa told you and your neighbor said to get a good deal and the real price is $46,000, you're going to be mad already.
Oh, yeah.
If you do research online and you find the real price of these cars is about $38,000. And you go down there and you're like, oh, that's what I was expecting. So I'm ready. Let's just move on ahead with the paperwork.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, car dealers are appreciating that customer satisfaction is key, right?
Yes, because, listen, car dealerships are business, small businesses in your community. They hire people from their community. They want to have a good reputation in the community. And quite honestly, car dealerships provide good jobs in some places where those jobs might be hard to come by. So they have no interest in angering a bunch of people. That just isn't how retail business works. They want you to be happy. If you can reasonably be made happy, they're going to do it. And if you want to buy a car, they're going to sell it to you because that's what their job is. But make sure you have your information first. They can give you the best one for your money.
Well, we're talking with Brian Mooney. He's executive editor for Kelley Blue Book, taking a look at the best family cars of 2023. and you know, which new family car deserves a spot in your driveway and why. Of course, we love having options and personal choices, and he's shared with us some great ideas and how we can better enjoy the car shopping experience, starting with you know, online, to make sure you have all the information you need even before you get to the dealership. And Brian, you're exactly right. I think this is really key, and I hope our audience caught that. And that is, call up, make an appointment, you know, so that way they're looking forward, they're ready for you, and it really sets the you know, the environment in terms of a professional experience, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. That's the way you would do it if you were buying a home. That's the way you would do it if you're buying a rental property. That's the way you would do it if you were getting a loan. And that's what this is. The average transaction price of a new car today is about $48,000. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And even if it's only a $10,000 transaction, still, it's a lot of money, and you want to make sure that you're being treated fairly, that you want to be treated, that you're given the time that you need to make the decision. And to do that, make an appointment, go down there, talk to the guy, talk to the young lady who's working at the front desk, or a salesperson, and make sure that you feel comfortable with them. If you don't, then ask for somebody else.
Exactly. Yeah, it's still about chemistry, huh? It goes a long way. We got about a minute left here, Brian. Let's talk about the top vehicles on this year's Best Family Car list that that you gave us.
Yeah, there's a lot here. Small SUVs, these are two-row. We like the Toyota RAV4, and that's available as a gas-powered car, a hybrid, or a plug-in hybrid. Lots of versatility there. We also like the Hyundai Ioniq 5. That is the little kind of retro 80s hatchback-looking thing. That's an all-electric car, by the way. Mm-hmm. And we like the Honda CR-V. That's Honda's best-selling vehicle, and it's just been redesigned. In terms of three-row SUVs, look for the Ford Expedition. The Honda Odyssey is a great minivan. The Toyota Highlander is great. The Toyota Sienna is a minivan. And the only way that comes is as a hybrid, so you're going to get great fuel economy. We also like the Kia Telluride and the Hyundai Palisade, both very good three-row SUVs.
Well, Brian Moody, executive editor of Kelley Blue Book. Brian, as we wrap things up, tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Yeah, for this whole list, plus more information on car buying and selling and how to get the best deal, go to Kelley Blue Book's website, and that's at kbb.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can
offer you wonderful money-saving benefits. But you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, it happened on May the 14th, 1948, according to Scripture from the book of Isaiah. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such a thing? Shall a land be born in one day? Shall a nation be brought forth in one moment? For as soon as Zion was in labor, she brought forth her children. Shall I bring to the point of birth and not cause to bring forth, says the Lord? Shall I who cause to bring forth shut the womb, says your God? This was all prophesied. What would happen 75 years ago as we celebrate Israeli Independence Day, which happened in April the 25th and 26th of this year. And you think back at the wellspring of 3,000 plus years of Jewish peoplehood and history. And with us right now to talk about Israel 75 years later, Brigadier General Amir Avidi is the founder and CEO of the Israeli Defense and Security Forum, an NGO comprised of over 16,000 members who served in various Israeli security organizations, including dozens of reserve duty generals. The IDSF focuses on national security, education, and the strengthening of Zionist values in Israel. General, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure.
Well, General, when I'm reading about what Israel is going through right now, I tell you, it parallels America. Your theme of your book, which will be translated in English, I understand, toward the end of the year, We Will Never Go Back. What you point out in this book is to a generation that's lost sense of its history and its constitution, which, again, parallels where we are in the United States. I think it's quite interesting.
Yes, you're right, Bill. You know, Israel was built mostly on spirit in 48 when we went to war, our independence war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 90% spirit, 10% capabilities, military capabilities. And today, it's pretty much the other way around. 90% physics, capabilities, and 10% spirit. And with that, you cannot win.
That's right.
Because really, to manage, to overcome all the obstacles, it's all about will. It's all about rightness. You know, it's all about a deep connection to Judaism and Zionism and who we are.
And who you are, children of God, General. I mean, when you think about who brought Israel into being in one day, it was the hand of God once again. The other wars that you had, including the Six-Day War, you talk about the odds being against Israel. I mean, it should not have happened. But because of the mighty hand of Jehovah God, Israel is still standing. And I think it's quite interesting right now that you find yourself, and again, this parallels America in terms of the breakdown in faith, where you've got a majority of Israelis that are not sure about the future of Israel, which I think is quite, you know, quite interesting, right?
Yeah, you know, and it's not only about Israelis, it's about the overall Jewish nation. You know, being a Jew was always hard. But for generations, Jews knew who they are. They knew they are the chosen people. They knew they are the Delta Force of the nation. So, you know, if you are in a top unit, it goes with the job. It's hard.
Yes.
But you are very, very proud. You have a sense of pride and dignity. But what happens if it's still hard and you feel you are in a shitty unit? Why bother?
Mm-hmm.
And this reflects on what is happening, you know, around the world with Jewish communities, Jews distancing themselves from Israel, from Zionism, from their connection to who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is the most important part of the people of Israel. It's about us.
Mm-hmm.
Our biggest enemy is ourselves.
Yeah. Well, the thousands of years of history, General, when you look back and you see time and again, it is God that delivered his chosen people. God who has been there time and again. As you say, this is a fight for righteousness, and it's noted there in your Constitution. Again, the similarities of America are just so uncanny. You know, I was stating that according to this latest IDSF index survey, you pulled a representative sample of Israel's society. 65% of the public fears the fate of the state. Only 43% of the Jewish public feels personally safe living in it. Now, I can, and I have many friends in Israel, and, you know, I get the reports of, you know, the missile attacks, and you know, God only knows, you know, I mean, how the Jewish people are able to withstand. So I'm not trying to be critical. I can appreciate people's fears. But at some point, you know, and being a man of faith myself, and trust me, when you get at the end there and you have nothing else but God, that's a tough thing to hang on to. But, it, you know, time and again, in 3,000 years of history, time and again, the Jewish people have been able to count on God, have they not?
Yeah, you are right. But, you know, I also have good news, because when I look at what is happening with IDSF, with the organization, with the awakening of the officers of Israel, with the fact that in 3 years, you know, huge amount of officers and commanders are joining, and we're having a lot of traction over this, in the society and in the media and the social media and within the young generation, it seems obvious that there is an awakening among the Jewish people and the Israelis.
Mm-hmm.
They need to hear the right messaging. They need leadership. They need, you know, this connection. I can tell you that we reach to thousands and thousands of young Israelis. And when you talk to them values, when you talk to them about our heritage, our history, about the Bible, about our mission in life, they enlighten. They, you know, they feel a sense mm-hmm. of purpose.
Right.
So I'm very optimistic. Because deep inside, you know, they have a Jewish soul that is just waiting to be awakened. And this is what we're doing.
Well, and the other thing, too, that I can appreciate, again, the similarity here, is what you have been doing. You said it's not about partisanship. It's not about right and left. It is about, you know, what we call here in America, first principles. You've got to come back and realize why you exist and what is God's purpose for you. And in the Abrahamic Accord, God made it quite clear. He was going to bless Israel so that those who blessed Israel would be blessed, and conversely, those who cursed Israel would be cursed, right?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, for us, the NIDSF, it's also important to bring this message to the evangelical communities, especially to the young generation, because I think that what they're experiencing in the Jewish communities, to a certain extent, you see also in the young generation of the evangelical communities, somewhat people distancing themselves from really the core values. And, you know, I'm going to participate next week in the NRB convention. We prepared very, very exciting videos with very strong messaging. And we would love to share it around, you know, the evangelical world.
Exactly. I know that's going to be a great opportunity there in Orlando, Florida, next week. Now, your book, We Will Never Go Back, is a rallying cry and, in a sense, remembering, you know, helping to remind people, especially the youth, of this rich history of Israel, where time and again, you know, they should not be operating at the level of greatness and exceptionalism that it does. But again, you see the connection with their faith and how God has been faithful with the with the people of Israel. But, you know, we're all human beings. I get that. Nobody's going to say, well, I'm 100%. I'm not going to have any doubts. I mean, we all go through that. But again, we should be encouraged. And certainly, you know, what's happened in America, we can be encouraged by the things where God's hand has been upon this nation. And certainly as the chosen people of God, Israel, time and again, you know, 3,000 plus years of stories to tell. I'll tell you that, you know, that gets me excited, General, when I hear about, you know, the victories and, you know, the things when all odds were against Israel. And, you know, what happened, you know, how they were able to defend themselves. And even now, as nations that surround them, that don't like them, that want them to be no more, you know, the tradition and the experience, the practical experience, it's inarguable. You cannot take that away, right?
Yeah. You know, the Jewish people have been exiled twice from their land, by the Babylonians and then by the Romans, who spent 2,000 years spread all around the world. We experienced persecution. You know, nations kicked us from one place to another. We had a Holocaust with a third of our people, 6 million people exterminated. And it was not so long ago.
Yeah.
And by miracle, really, we managed to rebuild our land, and we cannot go back. We have to take seriously our mission to make sure that the people of Israel, the state of Israel, thrives and prospers and is secure for generations to come. And
well, General,
we have to do everything possible, and it starts with conviction and spirit.
Well, congratulations, General. Appreciate the time. 75 years of a nation born in one day, going back to May 14th, 1948, and 75 years later. Brigadier General Amir Avivi, the founder and CEO of the Israeli Defense and Security Forum. Thank you, sir. It's been an honor. Take care. God bless.
Thank you very much, sir.
Hi, this this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.